In this bulletin, Sydney's ongoing coronavirus crisis likely to lead to a lockdown extension. Tunisia faces its biggest crisis in a decade of democracy. And in sport, two AFL games planned for Tasmania this weekend if the COVID-19 situation remains stable. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. New South Wales has recorded 10 deaths from the coronavirus in the latest outbreak. Two more people died in the state yesterday, both aged in their 80s. 145 new local cases were recorded, with Sydney's lockdown likely to be extended beyond the current 2 weeks if the virus is still being transmitted in the community. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says authorities will closely examine how to balance strict measures with keeping the state open.
Our mission is to allow our citizens to live as safely and as freely as possible, and that's always been our position during the pandemic, and that remains our position, but it has to be based on the best health advice.
The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation is recommending everyone in Sydney get any vaccine available. Pfizer remains the preferred vaccine for under 60s, but any adult can seek an AstraZeneca jab from their doctor. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the benefits of AstraZeneca against COVID-19 outweigh any risks of side effects. New South Wales is set to open a hub, which will offer AstraZeneca in an effort to make use of its ample supplies. Victorian health authorities are still deciding whether to end the lockdown as planned tonight after 11 community cases were detected yesterday. The state has registered 2 days where all new locally acquired cases were in isolation during their infectious period, with no further exposure sites. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley said nothing has been confirmed yet because he wants to wait for the latest COVID-19 information to come out today. South Australia will exit its week-long lockdown tonight after recording one new local case of coronavirus on Monday, a man aged in his 80s linked to a known cluster. Some restrictions remain from Wednesday morning, such as mask wearing in high-risk settings. Patrons must also consume food and drink while seated, and family gatherings will be limited to just 10 people. Schools are also scheduled to reopen on Wednesday after the lockdown ends. To other news now, and troops have been deployed on the main streets of Tunisia's capital, Tunis, after President Kais Saied ousted the government and froze parliament. Protesters celebrated the decision. However, critics have accused him of a power grab, and the North African country's overseas allies expressed concern that its young democracy might be descending into autocracy. Police have also raided the offices of a broadcaster Al Jazeera and ordered it to shut down. Journalist Lutfi Haji, Al Jazeera's bureau chief in Tunisia, says the office in Tunis has been working for 10 years without incident.
They closed the office without providing any reason. A group of security men came in security and civilian clothes. They broke into the office and took the keys and said they were the instructions. I asked for judicial permission, but they did not have it, and they said they were from the Interior Ministry. We carried out the instructions they asked us. Colleagues were prevented from taking their computers or other items.
Lebanon's newly appointed Prime Minister-designate Najib Mikati has called for unity in order to begin the country's recovery from a devastating economic meltdown. He says he will strive to form a new government, but the situation is too dire to overcome alone.
I want the trust of every man and woman. Alone, I don't have a magic wand and cannot achieve miracles. We are in a very difficult situation, and you all know this. This brother is asking me, why am I sad? It is a difficult mission that can only succeed if we all work together.
Mr. Mikati is one of the wealthiest men in Lebanon and was endorsed by most of Lebanon's political parties, including Iran-backed Hezbollah and the other major Shiite part, Amal. He was also endorsed by former Sunni prime ministers, including Saad Hariri. Mr. Mikati's designation would be the third so far since the current caretaker government, headed by Hassan Diab, resigned in the wake of the massive explosion at Beirut's port last August. To sport now, and the Tasmanian government has confirmed this weekend's AFL game between North Melbourne and Geelong at Hobart's Bloodstone Arena will go ahead as planned. The clash on Saturday will be held in front of 10,000 spectators with COVID-safe measures, while both teams are expected to fly in and out on the same day. Premier Peter Gutwin says another game will also be scheduled for Sunday between Hawthorn and the Brisbane Lions if the situation remains stable.
Both games are subject to the COVID risk continuing to go in the right direction over the course of this week. I want to make this point that if we were to see a sudden departure, a right angle shift in terms of the outcome of the current testing and tracking regime in both Victoria or in Queensland, but obviously we'll rely on public health.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, showers and winds easing, 18 degrees. Adelaide, showers developing and 19. Melbourne, windy with a late shower or 2, 17. Hobart, a shower or 2 and 14 degrees. Canberra, possible early shower, 15. Wollongong, sunny and 22. Sydney, much the same, 22 degrees. Newcastle, also sunny and 21. Brisbane, similar conditions, 23. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.